This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wanted to take a little time to talk about something that was recently revealed. The Kamala Harris's campaign has confirmed that she supports the tax proposals that the Biden-Harris administration unveiled back in March. So what does this actually mean? First, let's talk about this changing of the scope and focus of the IRS, for lack of a better term, and what that is going to mean to you. Because we know that the president said that anyone making an annual income of $400,000 or less is not going to be impacted. The likelihood of them being audited is not any greater. But it's not all that simple. Because when you have two wage earners in a household that's actually married, what happens? Do you get to stack that? $400,000 for the husband, $400,000 for the wife? Individually, they wouldn't be impacted if it's they each make $400,000. Do you stack it? Is it $800,000 for the family? It doesn't seem like it's going to work out that way. The IRS is trying to figure out how to measure who falls into what category, right? And it looks like it's going to end up being that it will not be the $400,000 for each. It could be a threshold as low as $450,000 for the familial unit. So again, what appears to be talked about at first blush is not necessarily how it's going to work operationally. We'll continue to monitor this as it relates to this reported total positive income figure that's out there and how this will ultimately be handled, because it is different than what was promised, right? And they were very adamant about that $400,000, right? And at the same time, there's some other changes, and we'll talk about those in a few minutes. But this is a big one, right, as it relates to this marriage penalty existing. And so it will be interesting to see how the IRS finally decides this issue. In fact, they have said they haven't made any final decisions. But this could be resolved tomorrow. According to Grover Norquist, president of the Americans for Tax Reform, President Biden could call Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She works for the president. This is a call that's made by the IRS, and they can make this issue go away right now. Will they do so? I'm not that confident that that's going to happen. You know, when there are decisions being made about some of these things, and when we talk about targets as to how much we're going to collect in additional taxes, it just seems to me we always err on the side of collecting more, not less. Especially when you couple that with what is actually being proposed by the Biden-Harris administration. So when it comes to corporate taxation, their intent is to increase from 21 to 28%. The average of corporations around the world, otherwise known as the OECD average, is under 24%. So we would put ourselves at a greater than 4% disadvantage to other corporations around the world. And we know what that led to last time, that we started having corporations set themselves up, because they can go anywhere, right? And set up the mothership somewhere else in the world. They've done it. We've actually repatriated a lot of that money under the Trump administration because we recognize that we were treating our own in a way that created disadvantages for them in competing against other corporations around the world. Now, you take that 28% and then you add whatever state taxes would be on top of that, and we've created a much bigger chasm and delta than would otherwise appear, right? We all know, and we've had economists from the left, the right, the middle on this show. You can see them on MSNBC, CNN, Fox, all. Corporations don't pay taxes. They do, but they don't. Those are passed on, right, to the shareholders, the customers. Dividends are not paid. Higher taxes lead to higher prices, as well as a much more focused eye on wages and staffing levels. We've seen that most recently just with the fast food situation when they were compelled by government to increase minimum wage. So what do? They have less people, less hours. They will ultimately make it work for them because they have a fiduciary obligation to their shareholders, their investors, and otherwise. And these taxes are just passed on as it relates to prices. So I've said then, and I'll say again now, don't ever think that you are disjointed or disconnected from whatever is going on relative to the corporate tax rate, because you're not. And it couldn't come at a worse time. Long term, it could potentially increase inflation in this country for sure. Also, under this Inflation Reduction Act, there's a provision that would move the threshold or the minimum tax to be paid by corporations from 15% to 21%. Just another little change, right? Again, we know what the trickle down is. We've talked about it on this show many times. And then when it comes to you, me, and everyone else. So they want to increase the top rate from 37% to 39.6% for these individuals earning $400,000 or more. And households making $450,000 as a group right now, that marriage penalty is alive and well. We're waiting on whether or not the IRS is going to make a decision as to how they're going to treat this. You add state income taxes on top of that, which is probably in this state going to average out to somewhere around 3.5%. At that number, you are at 44% of your income. You will have many states with this rate and the state income tax giving up more than half of their income in taxes, in income taxes. Then you add on top of that the Medicare tax they propose to raise from 3.8% to 5%. So this top marginal rate that we talk about is getting closer and closer to that 50%. Those states without income taxes are going to be the ultimate beneficiary because those that are nimble and can move and can go to a place that's going to treat them in a much better way, they will do so. There's no doubt about that. So that's the issue that's being presented right now as we deal with this situation with taxes. So a lot of what they said early on set is not necessarily going to play its way out. And then we get to other types of taxes, capital gains. Obviously, they're trying to tax unrealized gains. Those for the incredibly wealthy. It's not going to impact you or I. But where it might impact you or I is if you bought your house back in the 70s or 80s and you made a deal on the home, and then that home ultimately will yield you more than $1 million as it relates to what you have invested there. You may have bought it at $200,000. It may be worth $1.2 million or $1.3 million today. You sell it, you're greater than $1 million in capital gain. You could give up a good sized number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all over the map is where that is. In fact, as high as having to pay ordinary income rates on that capital gain. The interesting thing is when you look at the right now we have a capital gain tax exemption that's applicable on the sale of your primary residence. It's $250,000 for an individual, $500,000 for a married couple. And any gains will be taxed like any other capital gain for anything in excess of that. That number hasn't been changed since, I think, going back into the 90s, if my memory serves me correct. So you see where this is all going? You see the flavor of this, of what's actually happening, and how this is going to impact folks day in and day out. You know where this gets really bad, folks? How many of you are small business owners out there when you start talking about these thresholds? When you start talking about maybe buying a little, you know, 2,500, 5,000 square foot warehouse, increasing in value, you've maintained and managed this property appropriately, you've been able to experience some successes, and you add to this, you know, the fact that inheritance taxes are also going to be impacted because they go by the wayside in 2026. That Trump put in place, where there was, I think, an 11 million or so exemption, that's going down. So you could pay on more. And you think about these small business owners, you've got 5, 10, 15, 20 employees. You're doing well. You found a niche. When you start looking at what they're talking about changing, you are going to get hammered. Because a lot of these thresholds, they sound like a boatload of money. But it is not really. And it's going to be interesting to see how strong the pushback is going to be. it will be incredibly difficult for you to be able to achieve what you're achieving today with what they're proposing to put into place. Incredibly difficult. And I talk to small business owners every day, holding on, trying to stay alive, trying to pay the bills, dealing with supply chain issues, dealing with all kinds of things, holding up getting paid their money. A lot of products are not even inventoried here locally anymore. 5-6 week wait periods. Meanwhile, these businesses are out of pocket. No consideration given for that at all. You know, it's interesting. I get a text like right now, Democrats bad, Trump good, same old garbage show. I never said Trump was good. What I said was, is that this administration is proposing to make your life harder. I know it's hard for people to accept the fact that this is a Democrat administration when you begin to look at some of the policies that they're bringing forward and how it's going to impact your life day in and day out. I know that you would much rather have somebody, for many folks, beat up on Republicans and Trumps, but they're not in the executive department. They're not proposing changes like this. I know it's hard to accept the fact that your peeps are proposing to take more of your money and that you're going to have to work harder to be able to maintain the quality of life that you have today. I recognize that that is a difficult thing to come to grips with. And it's simply amazing how folks want to deflect and deny and evade the issue of this is your administration, if you're a Democrat, that's coming down with these onerous provisions for small business owners and otherwise, as if and though these are only just, you know, their definition of wealth is just absolutely incredulous in today's world. Incredulous. And they believe that people are just going to stand by and be willing to accept this. We saw what happened in many European countries when they went, when they breached that 50% number, they lost. They lost. They are no longer in these countries. They're no longer headquartered there. They've gone. Because they're not going to give up more than half of what they've worked so hard to achieve and earn to the government. What we don't see are any potential cuts living within our budget or anything else. And now that we've surpassed the $35 trillion debt in this country, and we know what the downstream implications of that are, and the concerns that have been articulated by many on both sides of the aisle as it relates to economists, we're just continuing to go this thing. And we believe that we're going to tax our way back into a balanced budget. The capacity of those that are paying the lion's share of the taxes in this country is just not there. And I know everyone talks about how great the size and the makeup as it relates to the labor market of the immigration issues and challenges that we have right now. It was interesting in a recent Wall Street Journal article, they point out just the amount of difficulties that are present here with this particular market, just as it relates to how uneducated they are. 22% of the most recent immigrants have no high school diploma. That works really well for us, right? Only 36% have achieved a bachelor's degree or higher. And where the share of these recent workers are with select occupations, construction laborers, maids, cooks, janitors, drivers, landscapers. 2.5% are software developers, cashiers, nurses at 2%. All of those others, middle to high single-digit numbers. So when we look at the diversity issue of where they're able to actually help this economy grow in a huge way, because we don't engage in any economic credentialing, it's not working to be a plus-plus issue for us. Is it backfilling some areas where we do need that? Yes. But the fact that you've added more population in 4 years than you have, I think it's in the previous 10 in this article, it begins to reveal the ultimate picture of the difficulties that we're having to deal with. When we are increasing the level of poverty in this country exponentially, and we're wondering why we're having difficulty keeping our head above water. We'll be right back with the Chancellor of Delgado Community College, Larissa Littleton Stibe, when we return. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.